Bonjour, Zachary Jones-Nouret. Ça va, Zachary Jones-Nouret? You were there with us all, part of the Crossings Institute cohort at World Press Freedom Day 2023 in New York City. And you were there as our Francophone when that was needed.
And Zach, I wanted to ask you, this is something that Professor Loffer and I have talked about. You seem to be kind of like the spirit of the group. And one thing, the way I mean that is that you always had energy, you were always willing to do the next thing. In fact, you were willing to corral the group to go do the thing that hadn't even been thought of yet. Really good at your social cues and just making everything felt cohesive when you were a part of it and behind it. And I think that, like Transformers, you really helped bring everything together and kind of give it a spirit. And that's sort of where I put you. I want you to kind of elaborate on that. And I imagine this isn't your first time being that person, sort of like a centrifuge.
I really appreciate, first of all, the fact that you're able to say that. It means a lot to hear those words. I think I've had experience in the past leading different groups with different kinds of projects. A lot of my experience has been with volunteering overseas. So I've had more intensive trips that have been focused solely on journalism. But I think with this dynamic, it's interesting you say that, because I remember being on the plane with not much sleep, as most of you can recall, and having a moment where I saw the New York skyline and just this, you know, fear plummeting into my kind of bowels and kind of being hit with a wave of a very bad caffeine and not much in my stomach. And I think as I was able to get closer and closer to the city, I was reminded that everyone was bringing their own fears and their own expectations. And if I could offer some kind of calmness to the storm or some kind of brief, laugh or anything, then so be it. And so for me, I really took the mantra of, you know, one moment of just kindness a day and keep going on from there and try to see if people can catch on to what you're trying to build with people.
And as you look back on those 5 days of World Press Freedom Day events in New York City, what are your Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday fast thoughts?
It's interesting because I think from Monday to Friday, we all became radically different journalists than what we could have expected. I think it was there was a reawakening in all of us, or even just the first awakening of sorts of the kind of impact we had. But I think the biggest example I could give to you, which is more specific and kind of anecdotal, is the fact that I was able to walk up to the Director General, Audrey Rosalie, and speak to her afterwards and be able to have a very real conversation, but then also still be within the confines of a professional environment.
The Director General of UNESCO.
Of course, UNESCO.
And then a few days later, you were on the campus of Columbia University and employed those...
My French-speaking skills. Yes, of course. No, we were very lucky to be in such a multicultural and kind of multilinguistic background. I was finally able to use the French that we've all spoken so fondly about before the trip. I was finally able to use that, and I thought it was a very... For me, I find that in academia, as a European student in an American context, I never really get to express my French education, which is what I grew up in. So it was very touching. It was very intimate for me to be able to finally bridge those two together, because my French language, being my native tongue, is so much more of a domestic and intimate language rather than a professional and kind of representational language.
So maybe we can end this with a quick quiz, since
of course
I'm a professor and you're a student. What is somebody who can speak three languages? What do we call that person?
A trilingual.
And somebody who speaks two languages?
A bilingual.
And somebody who speaks one language?
A monolingual.
American.
Any other takeaways, or what's going to stay with you like years down the road? This is hopefully eye-opening, and hopefully it's going to marinate for a long time, the effect that it has on all of us as a group. But what do you hold on to?
Incredibly impactful experience. I am so fortunate to have been able to have just witnessed it, and to be able to even participate is one thing in itself. But I think the biggest experience I was able to get from this is that journalists need to restore their own faith in their power. And we need to be able to understand that you should be able to address the highest position, the highest power, and ask them real questions. Because I think we're also facing a pivotal moment in our industry, but also as a democracy, as to how journalism can still be at the forefront of what we think is the truth.
Embrace your power and speak truth to power is my takeaway of your takeaway.
100%.
Zachary Jones-Nouret, World Press Freedom Day 2023. On we go toward Santiago, Chile.